And we do have Natalie Butterfield joining us this morning. Natalie, good morning.
Hey, Scott.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm liking the weather, that's for sure. Man,
oh, yeah.
This is getting everybody in a good mood. 50-some degrees today is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take it. We're getting a day closer to spring, and we're getting ever so closer to St. Pat's again. We're almost 2 months away here coming up in about less than a week, so... That's hard to believe, isn't it?
That is hard to believe.
And, of course, we know everybody loves our St. Patrick's Day celebration. There's a lot of tradition and a lot of heritage. And this is a good time and to talk a little bit about a project that I know you've been working on very hard and keeps inching closer and closer. But we'd like to throw a touchdown pass and get her done, wouldn't we?
Amen. Get her done in 2021.
There we go. Yay, that's a good quote.
Yeah.
So, well, tell us a little bit about what's going on. And I know a lot of people have heard about it, but maybe for folks that haven't, what project is that you're working on here?
This is the General John O'Neill Bronze Sculpture Project. Western artist, the number one Western bronze artist in the United States, Herb Minnery, is... as we speak, sculpting on the project. He's got the life-size statue in his studio now, and he's working on it, refining it. I think I had sent you a photo that he had sent, how the face and the head are coming along. It's looking awesome, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And, of course, anybody that's ever been to Bartlett at the Wheeler County Courthouse there to see all of the beautiful bronzes, that those are all done by Herb Minnery. And he, like you said, he's one of the best. So
he is. It's well worth turning the four blocks off Highway 281 to just go take those in maybe on one of these nice days or something.
You bet.
Stays light a little later in the evening.
Now. And he's Nebraska. So how much better can he get than that? We're not going anywhere to get somebody out of county or out of the world or out of the United States or anything. He's right here in Nebraska, boy. And he's, like you said, he's already kind of working on the project. But let's talk a little bit about the project and just what it is that we're wanting to do and how we can get that statue done.
Okay. The cost of the statue delivered is going to be $60,000. We'll need a little bit of, you know, landscaping around it and that kind of thing. But right now, of that total, we are at 65% of the goal.
Sweet.
Woohoo.
Yes.
Yeah. The brick campaign, which is a big part of the funding, you know, we got a huge boost from the Holt County Visitors Committee tourism grant, but the bread and butter is the brick campaign, and we are at about halfway through that brick campaign of selling 500 bricks to go around the base of the statue. And we'd really like to encourage people, you know, Scott, that stimulus money that we're all going to be getting, hopefully. It would be really nice to set aside a little of that to stay in the area and invest it in some great art by a great local artist and something that we can all enjoy.
Yeah, and to have your family name or a certain family member or... whatever recognized and to be on the here in O'Neill for years and years.
Yeah, it actually becomes part of the installation. You know, the money that you donate towards that brick that raises the statue also helps enhance the brick, so it's win-win.
All right, so if there's any individuals out there that want to purchase a brick, what do the bricks sell for?
They're $80, and that's whatever inscription, and we have clip art, and we even have the possibility of putting people's livestock brands on the bricks.
Oh, okay.
If they're interested in that, just let me know.
All right, so they're $80 each, and how do they go about purchasing those? I know we've got forms hanging up here on our bulletin board at KBRX if they want to stop out and fill one out in person.
Right. Also, the O'Neill Library and Chamber of Commerce have some of those forms. I have the address, and maybe you'll put that out later on the website or Facebook that people can go to because... I mean, really, if you can order off Amazon, you can go on and order this, a brick. It's
very
not that
simple.
Tough. You don't have to have PayPal. You just scroll down past the PayPal stuff if you don't have PayPal, and there's your debit or credit card information. It really is an easy ordering process. We've had people that have ordered multiple bricks. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I cannot fail to mention is Mr. Tom Early. See him if you would like to be hooked up with a brick, because he is our great salesman. He's out there selling bricks, and I wish he could have been here this morning. But
yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, so they can get a hold of you, Natalie Butterfield, Tom Early. They can stop out here at KBRX. As you mentioned, the O'Neill Chamber has information on it, the brochures, the library does, and just in a number of ways. But yeah, if you've got somebody with a birthday, with an anniversary coming up, we know there's a lot of people out there that are hard to shop for, or that have enough stuff where they're just saying, I really don't need anything. But this is something that a good way to, like you said, give somebody a neat gift and a memorial while they're still living, or if they've already passed away.
Or to remember somebody. Yeah, and it's one size fits all, and they last pretty much indefinitely, permanently.
Right. Yeah. So, well, like you said, the statue is going to be, or the sculpture is going to be just amazing, and it's really going to be a neat thing to have. And like we said, and the plans right now, Natalie, I know nothing's obviously set in stone yet, as we should say, but the plans are to have the statue placed where?
Oh, on the courthouse lawn, the Holt County Courthouse lawn. Had Bob Nichols up here looking at that, and I think that's going to be awesome too. As far as a timeline, I mean, the next thing with the statue is to have it go to the foundry to be bronzed. But Herb is still working on the fine details right mm-hmm. now, the buttons and things like that. It would be, and a lot of it depends on the funding too. Again, right. Let's get that done by St. Patrick's Day, and maybe we can look at actually having the raising of the statue sometime early next fall.
Yeah, you bet. That'd be awesome, and be a good, like you said, it'd be a good thing to get her done in 2021. So, well, we appreciate your work on it, Natalie, and I know you're not alone in the endeavor here to get this sculpture going. You've had a lot of help from volunteers, and, well, everybody's a volunteer.
Fenian women, Fenian right. men.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's a Fenian right now.
That's right.
Yeah, it's never too early to start getting ready for St. Patrick's Day, especially in the Irish capital of Nebraska, and so we appreciate everybody getting out the effort.
You bet. And again, our St. Patrick's Day celebration, by the way, begins on St. Patrick's Day, which will be Wednesday. That'll be March 17th. That'll be the night we paint the shamrock, or I'm assuming that's the schedule. And then our parade will be on the 20th on the Saturday. So everybody put that on your calendar, and we'll hopefully have a little better chance at St. Pat's than we did last year.
Fingers crossed.
That's right. That's right. So, Natalie, anything else before we let you go?
I can't think of it, Scott. Just if people want to check out the KBRX website or yep. the Facebook page for that website address for yep. ordering.
We'll have that all ready to go, and we hopefully can get that 35% money raised here in a hurry, and like we said, maybe get the statue up in the fall here in O'Neill. Natalie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. Natalie Butterfield. And again, if you'd like to donate to the General John O'Neill sculpture, if you'd like to purchase a brick for $80, get a hold of us here at KBRX. You can go to fundraisingbrick.com/GeneralJohn1, General John O-N-E, and you can pay for it online. Fill out all the information. Otherwise, we do have paper sheets here at KBRX.